This is Get Started with the I Love Success podcast.
Can you just talk us through that and give us your best tips?
My best tip, I would say, at this agency is spend the time understanding the why. Why are you doing this? Why do you want to be an actor in Hollywood? Why do you want to be on the red carpet and have people take photos of you? Why do you? And then when you understand the why, it'll inform the how. If you know you are a person who likes celebrity success, you want people to adore you, just be honest with yourself. But then know that that's what you're chasing, and those are the people that you're going to need to meet. And so those people, you're going to draw those people who also want that. So you don't draw people who really want to be great actors, and they really, you draw people who all look very pretty and like to go to places and be seen, and they go and have drinks here. And LA is full of those people. And they don't move forward because the why is not really, it's, you want to be seen? There you go, you're seen. So, but if you want to actually affect people with your performances, then you study, then you go to see movies, then you see plays, then you talk to actors you admire, or you do readings in your own house. If that's the why, the work goes into that. When you know the why, you'll get the what you have to do. To me, I knew I wanted people to feel better about themselves. I wanted to change the world to make people understand people like me that were just different. Not gay, not Pakistani, but just different. I haven't met you. I don't know who you are. Let me give you the benefit of the doubt. Let me understand who you are. And if I understand you, I hear you, and what you say matters to me, then we're good. Then everything's good. So that's always my basis. My shows have always been about transformation. I did game shows, still transformative. You know, I did a celebrity docuseries with Nick Carter, but the show was about what the balance of what celebrity is. And that guy was so vulnerable, and we like each other so much. But I said, I don't want to tell a story about the red carpets. We'll get that. But what is it like to be you, having been famous from the age of 14, having lost your sister, lost your family, not talking to your parents because of the celebrity money thing? And we told him a lovely story. So for me, everything I do is about transformation. Can I transform someone? That's why I'm here. You know, talking to you is because I believe that this powerful medium can make someone feel better, can make someone think, God, this day sucked. God, this week sucked. How many times can I get dinged? Many, sir. Many, ma'am. Many. But what are you focusing on? The dings? Or the fact you have this amazing car that's driving you wherever you want to go? I'm the kind of person that if I notice there's something like, I don't even know what it is, like there's a thread off my sweater, I think about that thread on that sweater all day. I'm trying not to be that guy. Like the whole, there's all the jeans and the shoes and everything else. Why not notice that? Why do we always focus on the negative? So if you understand the why of what you're doing and be really honest about it, that'll inform the what, and then you just have to get about doing it. I wish I could say the secret was, you know, I don't know what it would be, like, you know, rubbing a lamp, lighting a candle. I wish I could say what it is.
There's no genie in a bottle?
No genie in a bottle. But if you enjoy the work, then it's not such a big deal. If you resent the work, then you're not doing what you should be doing. And that's it. And if you're waiting tables because you want to be an actor, that's doing the work because you're doing the work for the flexibility to audition. You know, it's that's part of the work you're doing. It's not just doing work that moves directly, literally towards what you want to do. It's doing the work of how do I pay the bills with flexibility to do this work.